Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This is Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
So Evan and Melissa have been together for about 2.5 years, and they've lived with each other for just over a year. About 2 weeks ago, Melissa kept hearing a buzz coming from Evan's gym bag. So she looked inside, and she found a second phone that Melissa, you said you didn't know he had, right? He didn't tell you about this?
No, he didn't.
Did you end up confronting him about it?
I did, yeah. He said that his work gave him an extra phone and that his emails were getting off his phone a lot. And when I asked him to show me the phone, he refused.
And Melissa, you also told us off the air, you went to one of his coworkers and asked if they were really given work phones, right?
Yes, I did. And he did say that they were given work phones.
So that's legit.
Okay.
It's a legit thing. Like,
yeah,
he legit has a work phone.
But then, so when you said, okay, then show me it's your work phone, if everybody legit did get work phones, like, what was his reason to not show you that?
You know, well, he said that it wasn't company policy to share anything with the company and that, you know, it all had to be kept secret.
What does he do?
FBI.
Oh.
Kidding, I don't know.
So he works for a tech firm.
He works for a tech firm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. We're going to get Evan on the phone. Katie's going to offer him free roses. We're going to see if he sends them to you, Melissa, or if he sends them to somebody else, and then I think we'll kind of get our answer, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Evan, please?
Yeah, this is Evan. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa with calling today with a gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. Now, Evan, I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. And it's really easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, I get that. I'm missing to Janine.
Okay. And then before I get Janine's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Can you just leave it blank or just not put a card in?
Okay. Yeah, we can leave it blank.
Yeah, it's been since my work. I just want really my coworkers to see it or like her really to know where they came from.
Oh, okay.
Hey, excuse me, let me interrupt for a second. Hi, Evan. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call War of the Roses. Sorry, there's no free roses today. We wanted to offer them to you to see who you'd send them to. How come you didn't send Melissa the roses?
Cool. Yeah, no. Send them to my boss because she's been awesome, and she's been really looking out for me, and I think she's pretty much the reason I'm where I am today.
So Janine is your boss?
Yeah.
Let's bring
Hold on. Melissa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Evan.
Melissa, did you know Janine is Evan's boss?
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to tell you that it's clear that that Evan, you're probably seeing Janine on the side, huh? Is that what this is about?
No, I'm not. No. Janine's like 20 years older than I am and ugly as fuck. So, no, I'm not with her or something.
So why would you send her flowers?
Because she's awesome and she's been looking out for me.
So why send roses?
And you didn't say, like, that they're from you. So, like, she's going to get roses. She would just know that the roses were from you, right?
Well, exactly. No, she's not going to know. I just want her to have some roses because it's a nice gesture. And put my name on the card because it's not from me.
Why not send, like, a basket of coffee or something? Or, like, you know, something that's
because
not red roses.
You guys offered me roses. You didn't offer me a basket of coffee.
So you like your boss so much, you're so appreciative, but you don't want to spend any money on her.
I mean, it sounds like a nice free gesture. It's easy. I want to send her roses.
Evan, how about this? Can Melissa look in your phone? Your work phone?
Yeah, I guess. She's not legally supposed to. I can literally get fired.
She's not legally supposed to? What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
She said you work for a tech firm. What do for the tech firm? Do you murder people?
Stop.
I think everything you're saying is just complete bull, Evan.
I got to tell you, Melissa, I think I believe him.
You do?
I do. I know. I think he's a rule follower. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's misguided. Maybe has a crush on his boss, but I don't think that he's
my boss.
Okay, not my business.
Okay,
Evan, listen, as a fellow American, I thank you for keeping our nation's secret. And Melissa, easy fix. He says you can look through the phone and maybe just have a chit chat with the boss next time you see her.
Yeah, I mean, I will definitely have a word with her when I see her.
Oh God, this is bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.